And welcome back. We're on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking today with Jason Smith from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. And before we took a break, we had that gentleman who with the call there with the suggestion there on I-70. And Jason, did you want to comment on that at all?
Yeah, no, I mean, we talk about this fairly regularly on this show, and we do have access to some property right on I-70. And 177, and it's a lease, and it's in, you know, as a reminder, it's in Geary County, so there's some challenges with that, and there's some challenges with utilities. In terms of the direct question, I don't have an answer for the marketing strategy of where we put our CVB signs, which is what we use to try to attract people to get off the highway. I know we have one right before then. And I would defer that to Karen Hibbert, who I believe is on once a month. But it's certainly something that having signage there does not appear to be in conflict with anything. So we can certainly look into it.
All right. Well, moving on here. I know there's other things going on locally here as far as the economic recovery goes. Last night, I know Senator Tom Hawke hosted a town hall, which you were a part of. I think you're the leadoff speaker on that. And he's just trying to basically get ideas on how to spend some of the money that'll be coming in through the CARES Act to the counties. It was announced $400 million is going to Kansas counties. I think Riley County's going to get about $15 million, Geary County about $6.4 million. What did you see? I know you talked a little bit about businesses that were affected by the springtime special events, being some of the most greatly impacted, maybe getting some help to them?
Yeah, well, obviously, I think the number one thing we talked about was, I quoted an article on one of the national publications, had interviewed a Manhattan business owner, and it was a restaurant owner, and who had said 80% of their annual business comes the month of graduation and the 4 months of football season. So you think about 80% of this business's, and I don't think that's unusual, 80% of this business's revenues that comes in a 5 month period. And so we are, we just are very strong on the idea that whatever we need to do and whatever materials we need to A, have students here, and B, try to have a football season is just important long-term to the Manhattan business community. There are so many people who rely on those two seasons, so spring and fall, for their long-term sustainability, that if it's more testing equipment, if it's more personal protection equipment, if it's tracing, whatever it is that we need to have in place to try to make sure that we have those two things happen, which are school, students at school, and football season, or we're going to see a number of businesses that are going to struggle mightily this fall. We had, obviously, there were some things put in place at the federal government level. We had a local loan program that we used to help bridge people to the federal programs, whether that was the Payroll Protection Program or the Emergency Disaster Loan Program through the SBA. As I remind people, both those programs were primarily used to help people pay expenses. They were not there to replace income. So if you were a business that depended significantly on spring for a lot of what happens for you throughout the year. So think people who rely on proms and weddings and graduation and a number of different things. They could get some help paying their monthly bills, but they were not able to get help and say, well, you know, I have 6 months worth of revenue that I make in 1 or 2 months. So they're already struggling. And then if you cut off something else going forward, I just don't know how they're going to make it again. And so we have asked that, and we heard from one of the other economic developers on the call as well, you know, there needs to be something put in place for the hospitality industry in particular that are not going to be able to rebound in necessarily in a V recovery that some of the other industries across the region might. So that's the thing we're concerned about. It was one thing to survive a 2 to 3 month closure during the spring. It's another thing when you're not getting a V-shaped rebound and or you're not able to, or something else dramatically happens that maybe cuts off revenues later in the year. You know, I just don't know that a second round is going to be survivable for a lot of these businesses.
Well, you mentioned having, you know, K-State and some semblance of a athletic season, such a big draw here to our community. How much does the chamber kind of pay attention to what's going on with K-State's decision making here and how that drives everything else?
Oh my! Well, obviously, tremendously. You know, we don't have a lot of influence on that because those decisions aren't necessarily made even in Manhattan or with the Regents. K-State's membership into the Big 12 means that they're relying on the conference to make decisions. You know, they're relying on opponents to be able to do those things. So, you know, we pay attention. It's just you almost feel helpless because you're relying on so many other elements to work out in order for that to happen. And then, you know, you see the athletes came into town this week, and obviously we saw that like a number of other schools across the country, that when they tested their athletes, they had a number of positives. And so you start thinking about, well, what happens during the season? I mean, there's just so many things that are considerations in how that moves forward, and we have absolutely no influence on any of that. So that's kind of a helpless feeling, and I know it's troubling for people who own a business that rely on those activities to succeed because they don't know how to plan, so it's going to be a real interesting period, and one that I think we're all going to have to band together and do our best to survive but just hope for the best. And I think for right now, I have confidence that the K-State administration and the Board of Regents want to have football season. I think they all want to have as many fans in the stands as they can get. I think a lot of that's going to have to do with state and local health experts and what the conference decides and what other universities who may be on the schedule decide. And that's, you know, there's so many factors in that when you start trying to wrap your mind around it, it just gets really difficult to figure out. So I don't envy Gene Taylor and the people making those decisions, but I do have complete confidence in their willingness to try to make sure that the best outcome happens for our community.
You know, one thing that hasn't really been brought up yet is the fact that K-State is going to not have classes in person after Thanksgiving break. And, you know, typically they have about 3 weeks of school from there until the holiday break around Christmas time. But not having those 3 weeks where with all the students in town, how much is that going to impact the economy there in December?
Yeah, it's tough to say. I mean, we pick up a week because they're starting a week early. So, you know, maybe an additional week there helps. How many kids are going to stay in town even though they're not coming back to school and coming back to class? How many are going to stay here because they already have their house rented and maybe have a job or maybe they don't have a really good connectivity in their hometown and they're still going to need to be connected for whatever reason. So, yeah, we'll see. You know, I'm going to be optimistic about that and hope that a lot of the students stay and we'll see what happens.
All right. Probably a good idea for businesses if they do get a little bit of extra, you know, money here in the interim to kind of plan for that though, huh?
I think they are. But again, when you've been closed for 2 or 3 months and then, I think that it's easy to people who haven't been involved or aren't aware of of how small business works, just think, well, you can plan this out. But, you know, when you're operating on small margins already and you've had a disruption, the kind of disruption that we've had, unfortunately, there's probably not a lot of our locally owned businesses maybe that have the resources to be able to say, okay, well, we're going to miss a month or 2 months of business again in the fall. So we're hopeful with the school, going back to your original question, we're hopeful that we can work with the state to find the resources that if that were to happen, that we could help. You know, because again, it's the major impact is on small and locally owned, and that is what, you know, the character of your community is defined many times by those businesses. It's not defined by, you know, how many big boxes you have or how many national chains you have. It's defined by the small, locally owned, unique businesses, and we have to be thoughtful about what we can do to protect them when it's a situation that has not been created by anything that they did or didn't do. So that's what we're going to be focused on. We're going to be focused on if we end up with another spike, how can we keep those businesses open this time and not just the big box? If a big box can sell clothes and shoes, then the small, locally owned shoe and clothing store should be able to provide those same opportunities. And I think we have smart enough business owners that they can, whatever regulations that they need to put in, whether it's, you know, one or two customers at a time or you know, whatever, I think they have the capacity, if they choose to stay open, to put those things in place so that if we do need to be a lot more careful about social distancing and those kind of things going forward, that we don't have to close everybody down again.
All right, we're talking with Jason Smith, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO. And I'll tell you what, let's take a break. We'll come back and continue our conversation after this on News Radio KMAN.